Look, for those of you who weren't listening last hour, here's a teenage gatecrasher outside a party shouting at a security guard in Camberwell on Saturday night.
Go to the toilet, bro!
We'll get out later.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Here you go.
Is that okay with you?
Here you go.
Are you okay with that? I need to make sure because I respect you. Yeah? Tell me if it's okay if I go to the toilet. A natural human thing.
I don't care.
Tell me if it's okay.
I don't care what you
do. Tell me! Is it okay?
Okay, whatever you want.
Well, the gatecrasher is telling the security guard, amongst other things, that he respects him. I'd hate to see it if he didn't respect someone. Naomi Oakley is Director of U Home Security. Ms. Oakley, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's You Know Me. Sorry to be a pain.
Sorry, You Know Me. Tell me, were your guards at that party on Saturday night?
Correct. We had two really big 16th birthday parties this weekend. One on Friday night, 160 kids. We had 8 security staff assigned, and then one on Saturday night near Camberwell. We had 4 security and a spotter that I assigned as well for that particular. And they came to us generally concerned about gate crashes.
Okay, so what is a spotter, by the way?
Spotter is someone that we get to walk around and just inform us of the kids hanging around, who's drinking or preloading, so we can sort of provide. That information is obviously useful when the kids attend these parties.
How bad is gate crashing these days?
For 16th birthday parties, it's more probable than possible. So we say now 16th birthday parties are the high-risk parties, and actually I try and talk parents out of not having them. But if they must go ahead with them, yes, gate crashers are definitely, they will crash the parties, and they are causing havoc and extra headache for our parents.
So wait a minute. So you tell parents not to have a 16th birthday party for their teenage children?
Yeah, I did actually, with a couple of parents that turned up on Saturday night to pick up their kids. I just sort of made them stand back and watch some of the attitudes of these young kids, these gate crashers, and how they were talking to my staff and police. And I said, look, you've just got to seriously reconsider that. I have a 21-year-old, and I actually had an 18th, but not a 16th.
So what are your security guards allowed to do? I mean, let's say you establish that someone's a gate crasher, so they haven't been invited, they're being possibly drunk or drug-affected and aggressive. What can you actually do?
So we have the same powers as any normal citizen, basically. So we can ask them to leave, and that's about all we can do. I mean, with this particular party on Saturday night, I did the assessment the week prior. I actually got them to put up barriers on the windows so the kids externally, or the crashers, couldn't see in, because I was worried that they would try and throw bricks through the window and that sort of thing. But
Bricks through the window? It gets like that, does it?
That's what I was concerned about, because the windows were actually waist height, so from the other side of the hall, you could actually see inside the venue, and we'd actually close all the windows off on one side. We got some chairs and material put up along the windows. We had 14 parents assigned to this party, and 2 were in the toilets because there was exit doors. And we also had derelict toilets around the back. So when the 20 rocked up at about 9 o'clock, we had 5 that sort of splintered away from the group and went around the back, and that's when my security sort of followed them, and they sort of surrounded him when he got around the back and gave him a bit of a push.
Do the crashers fit a profile?
Not really, as in, like, from one type of demographic.
Oh, well, I mean, are they mainly male? Are they drunk?
Yeah,
male. Yeah.
Definitely, most are affected by alcohol. There is some drugs, obviously, there. That kid, obviously, had been affected by other things in addition to grog. They don't really care. Obviously, they have no respect for people or the law. They think they're above it. Their whole intent as a gatecrasher is to get in, damage property, injure people, and if it gets shut down, that's a win for them because they've succeeded, and therefore, you know, the right people doing the right thing get punished.
See, that's what's changed. I mean, when I was young, people did crash parties, but basically it was because they just wanted to be at the party. You know, they hadn't been invited and they wanted to be a part of it. It wasn't necessarily just to go and destroy things, and I'm guessing social media has made it easier for gate crashers. What can be done? I mean, short of not having parties, what do you recommend people do?
So, look, at the time, obviously I'm an advocate for the only state that has an offence for gate crashers is South Australia, and I think we should seriously look at that so there's consequence. But what parents need to do. At the time they are booking that venue or the DJ, that's when they need to look at professional security, not private security, professional, because they have the right insurance cover.
No, sorry, when you say not private but professional, what do you mean? You mean not just parents?
Some parents are opting for, family members or just an individual with a security licence, because we've got an anomaly in the Private Security Act that allows that to happen, but parents have to understand within private property they still should use professional security because they have the adequate insurance and also they are adequately trained.
Tell me, if a party gets out of hand, I mean, will you call the police?
Always. And I mean, that's what we did in this situation. We, after I actually got the kids back inside, it was very hot on Saturday night, so the hall wasn't that well ventilated. We had to get the kids inside. My fear was these kids were going to get injured by the crashes, so I had to choose between the heat issue and these crashes. I managed to get them inside with my staff trying to sort of fend them off. And then about 5 minutes later, the police were fantastic. We had four or five units there. But, I mean, really, it's sort of like they're chasing their tail, you know. I mean, there's not much that can be done about it.
Just on that, I mean, you say South Australia has these move-on laws which allow police to move gate crashes on. But, I mean, does that mean police in Victoria can't physically move them?
They can move them, but there is a specific offence for the gate crasher in South Australia. So I'm hoping that we can actually look at similar legislation and even the offensive attempt to gate crash, because these kids just hide in the bushes, you know, when the police come along, and then they jump out when they're... So, with cameras out, and we've got... Everyone's just about got a smartphone, now you can actually take photos and you know, this information should be sufficient to say, look, these kids are... I mean, I see the usual faces at these parties. Even at the one on Australia Day, I could recognise a few of them as the troublemakers, and you just see them at every party, and they're just... as I said, creating havoc for the parents and the kids.
All right, Naomi, I really appreciate that. It does sound like a difficult problem. Naomi Oakley there, Director of You Know Me Security.